Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, Dolphins training camp is here. We've got full coverage. Training camp coverage is sponsored by Miami-Dade County Public Schools Technical Colleges. Get your career in a year without the high cost. You can call 305-558-8000 or log on to careerinayear.com for more info. And you can keep it here for Dolphins training camp news. We're going to talk with Mike Cugno, who is out at Dolphins camp today. We're going to go out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline, shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Mike Cugno anchors sports on CBS4, and he hosts Dolphins Weekly live on CBS4, and is also one of our more sought-after guests when it comes to food takes. And today, being National Chocolate Chip Cookie Day, would certainly lead me to believe that we might get something off-putting from Mike Cugno just based on past performances.
Well, you're going to give him hell about something?
So, well, I mean, it depends. If he tells me that asparagus tastes better than a chocolate chip cookie, yes, then he's going to get hell.
You got to push back.
But we'll start with Dolphins camp. Hello, Mike. At Dolphins camp today, I saw Brian Flores. He spoke on a number of topics. What did he have to say about Xavien Howard? I'll start there.
He's really pushing the same message that, you know, they're still kind of in this nothing's changed mode. He's out there at practice. They're still moving in the right direction as far as talks are going, but I still think it's a good sign. The longer X is on the team and he's out there on the field, to me, says the chances of him actually playing for the Dolphins this year increase.
And Mike, I heard that Nick Needham is number two. Obviously, Byron Jones is going to be your number one without Xavien because he was starting with Xavien. But I heard Needham is now stepping in. I would assume Igbinoghene. Is that true that Needham now would be considered the second best corner if Xavien isn't practicing?
Yeah, you know, Needham's been out there and doing well. And that's the thing. I mean, when they got Needham, it was a couple of years ago in the preseason, you were kind of curious what he was going to turn into, because I believe there was a couple times he got beat on deep balls, and he's just really improved ever since he's put on a Dolphins uniform, and it's good to see what they're able to do. And again, this Dolphin coaching staff really likes flexible guys and guys who are versatile, and Needham's proven that over the last couple of years. And so it's good to see him stepping up, but you're right, with Noah, I mean, you got a guy here in the first round, you would like to see him kind of emerge as your number two. Obviously, if Byron, a veteran guy, is your number one at the moment, you would love to see this guy kind of stand out. And I think that's just a waiting game the Dolphins are still playing. And I think that's a little unfortunate for Noah.
But what you'd really love to see is Xavien Howard signed, sealed, and delivered. I'm with you, though. I think the longer he's in camp, the greater chance there is for fences to be mended, because it would have been, look, there is no shortage of teams that would love to have Xavien Howard, yeah. Right? I mean, mm-hmm. Just based on 10 interceptions last season, there's no shortage of teams. So I think they could have moved him by now. And so I think here's my take on it, Mike. The Dolphins made a stand. We just renegotiated. We're not doing it again. And so he makes a stand. I demand a trade. They have both made public stands. It's very obvious where they both sit. And now that gives them a little bit of leeway to say, okay, we're so close that we're going to make it happen for Xavien. But Xavien is the only person. This is not a precedent that we're willing to renegotiate. Mm-hmm. We're willing to renegotiate when someone has an unprecedented season, which is what Xavien Howard did last season.
Yeah, and there's no doubt. And you go off the reports, I think it was Armando had it in the Herald last week, where the difference is really $4 million. Well, if the Dolphins can come back off that and feel like they're getting a win and maybe split the difference there, and maybe it's two that they end up giving him, then they can kind of save some face and be like, okay, look, we didn't get completely strong-armed here by our best player, and you know, we didn't absolutely give him what he wanted, which was a trade or a complete new contract. We kind of met in the middle, and I think that way everyone kind of saves face and moves on. Here's the thing. Why would a guy like Xavien Howard want to sit out the year if they're not going to trade him? If they're going to say, hey, you know what? You're not going to live up to your contract. We'll just sit you. You're not going to play for us. You're not going to play for anyone, right? Why would a guy in his prime, an all-pro, want to sit, especially on a team that's competitive and competing right now? So I think that's why when you wait him out this way, he's going to want to play, and the closer you get to the season, the more encouraged you are to kind of meet him on the money where he wants to be. And I think that's where we'll actually see them come to an agreement. That's just my opinion, because if everyone was knocking down the Dolphins' door to get him, offering multiple first round picks, I think we would have seen that happen, right? At this point, you would have seen it happen. You just would have eaten it. You'd be like, okay, you know, we got Byron, Needham's playing well, we'll see what happens with Noah, but we'll make it happen. We went out and got a vet in LeBlanc last week as well. We'll try to patchwork this together this season and then move forward. But if those offers aren't coming in, then I think the waiting game really served the Dolphins.
And Mike, I've seen Xavien's press conferences. He talks about being there for his teammates. If they are his teammates, I'm all about team, here for the young guys. It's, I don't want to say distraction. I've asked this, you know, of a couple people before. But, like, is he engaged out there? Because I really believe this ankle injury, foot injury, whatever the hell he's sitting out for, he has a fishing hat on. Is he engaged as you watch him, or is he out there so he doesn't lose $50,000 a day?
Well, I think it's a little bit of both, because I will say this, what pretty much all the teammates who have been asked about him have said, we support Xavien. We know this is a business, but we want what's best for him. And I think when someone says that about you, and that means that your relationship with that person is probably pretty good, right? So I think he probably has a good relationship with his teammates. And the fact that he's out there and not, you know, it's not pouty. Like, he was out there the first couple of days and participating, going through it. Now, the smart thing for both sides is that he doesn't practice, right? Because if he gets hurt, then his trade stock goes way down for the Dolphins. And if he gets hurt, no one's going to want him, and so he's not going to be able to move like the request, you know, he put in and held the Dolphins to. So, yeah, you just take it slow right now. I mean, look, there are other players out there who haven't been practicing either. Parker finally came out there, but Landon Roberts, he was dealing with a knee injury last year. These are those moments in camp where you can kind of protect guys. And if you just treat Xavien like that, and he's out there being a part of the team, supporting his teammates, I mean, he's out there watching. He's not, I mean, he could save 50 grand by just sitting on the bike and just pedal away for 2 hours while they're practicing, but he's out there on the sideline. So I think you got to give him a little bit of credit there. And if things were to work out, I think from his perspective, he'd want to be, ready to go. He'd want to feel like he's part of the meetings, part of the practices, and he can just step in and play.
Mike Cugno, CBS4. One more Dolphins question here before we move on. Mm-hmm. A lot of people talking about Tua and his ability to throw it downfield. Maybe he's opened it up a little bit. What did Coach Flores have to say about Tua today? And what have you seen from Tua out at camp?
Yeah, so Flo said he's been putting an emphasis on the deep ball. And I think that we remember, go back to training camp, or I'm sorry, mini camp, when he had that day, it was 5 interceptions, and they're trying to force the ball downfield and open things up a little bit, see what works, see what didn't. And I think you're starting to maybe see the fruits of that labor come to fruition here. Like, the thing that's impressed me the most with him on some of these balls has been touch. Like, he's just sat them in some windows. And I think that's been really impressive. Now, today he tried to drop one between a corner and a safety to hit Albert Wilson. It was just a little high. Javon Holland ended up picking it off, but really it wasn't that bad of a throw, a tad high. And other than that, he's been pretty good with the football. So and not afraid to take shots. So I think that's good to see. Jakeem Grant talked a little bit about today after practice how they've been working on getting the vertical game going. He thought, you know, they've been doing a good job of that as well. So it was cool to see them kind of air it out a little bit more this afternoon, and not only air it out but complete some of these balls. Jacoby Brissett as well. Reed Snyder. Everyone seems to be doing a good job of getting the ball down there.
And, Mike, as you talk about Tua, we got to see his weapons. Like, who's the weapon? Devontae, mm-hmm. just came off PUP. We know Devontae's going to have his little nicks and injuries. That's Devontae yeah. Parker. Like, as you look at it right now, give me a quick four-player, five-receiver hierarchy of the receivers right now that you see Tua looking at before he looks at other guys.
Well, it's tough because Will Fuller's not out there. Gesicki's not out there. Parker was there today. But, obviously, I think you go Fuller, Parker, Gesicki, and then throw Jalen in the middle there today, because there are some times where Tua's sitting back there, wait, nothing opens up, boom, he can hit Jalen underneath, and Jalen's turning up real quick and, you know, getting close to the goal line. So I think that's kind of what you're looking at as far as, you know, the really good weapons. But the one that's jumped out, I think, through the early part of camp here is Albert Wilson. They've really seemed to have a little bit of a connection, which is kind of interesting considering they didn't play at all together last year. And, you know, Wilson's had his injury issues in his career, so it's good to see him out there, you know, being productive. So it just gives him another weapon. So you're looking at maybe 5-6 guys that Tua is really throwing to.
Mike Cuno's background on our show is once telling us healthy
immaculate.
Food,
it's
healthy,
immaculate.
healthy food tastes better than unhealthy mm-hmm. food, right? I mean,
it's just a lie.
Which is a lie. Yeah. We all eat healthy food because it's important, but it don't taste better than McDonald's French fries. Sorry.
Yeah, it does.
No, it does not. A plate of green beans while healthy.
If you gave me, give me a red McDonald's French fry cup full of asparagus, and I'll eat that over the French fries.
I mean, what do you even do with this? Like, what do you do with this guy? But Mike Cuno has been a gamer, right? So when mm-hmm. we were celebrating McDonald's return of the McRib, he went and ate one live on the air. It was his first time ever. When McDonald's brought back the Shamrock Shake, he went and drank one live on the air. And if I remember correctly, you had your engagement photos that day, and I think
you messed them up.
Yeah, I think I messed them up. But today,
don't wear all white after the Shamrock Shake. That was, you know, there are lessons you learn in life.
Sure.
That you take with you forever.
So
I'll pass that one down to my kids.
Today is National Chocolate Chip Cookie Day. I will ask you first, do you like chocolate chip cookies?
Love chocolate chip cookies.
Oh, thank
so,
you.
So, I mean, all the way back from when you're a kid, when you go into Publix and they give you the free
yes.
one as a kid.
That's right.
I milked that for as long as I could until I was about 22. And then they said, sir, we could see your beard growing in, your 5 o'clock shadow. You can't come here
anymore. I still do it. I still go up there and they say, sir, you have no hair. And I go, I know. I'm hoping that it grows in. I'm a baby. And but they don't buy it anymore.
Yeah.
Look at somebody and say, I'm a baby.
I'm a baby. What a smart ass baby. What a smart ass baby. I know. I'm hoping it grows in. I'm a baby.
Don't judge me. Big.
Mama, now give me the cookie. Sorry, Mike. I got into a bit there.
No, just doing a bit.
I was riffing.
Big chocolate chip cookie fan. Love Famous Amos. Love those growing up, too. And then the one thing, chocolate chip cookie, it will always get a deducted point from me is when you try to give it to me as a cake. Chocolate chip cookie cake does not work.
What?
That is
the best form of cookie.
Here we go.
With the frosting on it? Are you kidding me?
No, then it's not a chocolate chip cookie anymore. It's a cake.
What?
And it's delicious. Chocolate chip cookies have to fit in your hand.
Wow.
All right? You don't take a fork and
get
a knife.
Bigger hand because that cookie cake is phenomenal. Let me ask you these. Mike Cuno, CBS4. Let me ask you these. Let's just learn a little bit about you here. Which is better, a chocolate chip cookie or a double stuffed Oreo?
Chocolate chocolate chip cookie.
Which is better, a chocolate chip cookie or a sugar cookie?
Chocolate chip. That's what are we doing there? Chocolate chip
cookie. Which is better, a crispy chocolate chip cookie or a soft and gooey chocolate chip cookie?
Crispy.
No!
Uh-oh, Hawk.
Whoa! We've got a psychopath on our hands.
No, because when you dunk it in the milk, it doesn't fall apart. The sometimes you'll take a soft chocolate chip cookie, you put it in the milk, and when you lift it up, half that cookie is on the bottom of your cup.
Wait, are you seven? You're dunking chocolate chip cookies in a glass of milk? What else do you do?
You
sleep with a binky?
I just said I tried to get the free chocolate chip cookie at Publix till my 20s, and you're asking me, oh, it's weird that I dunked my chocolate chip cookie?
Yeah, like, yeah, it's weird.
Come on.
You have to finish dinner first? Or?
By the way,
if you don't clear your plate, Mikey?
Listen, I need someone to cut up my steak before I eat it. And then
what is better, a cooked chocolate chip cookie or raw cookie dough?
Raw cookie dough.
Yes! There you go! That was the right
raw
answer. I am surprised by that because you like the crispy chocolate chip cookie, which to me, I'd put you on a no-fly list just for that answer. But the raw cookie dough is one of the greatest pleasures in life.
Yes, give me the bowl and the spoon and okay, I wanted to say this about the double stuffed Oreo. That needs to be the standard Oreo.
Sure.
Why would the thin, that's not it. That's nothing.
Right.
The double stuff needs to be the standard.
Right. Who are we fooling with the regular Oreo?
What is that? What is a double stuff
Why
with?
Waste your money?
It's got double the vanilla
what?
Cream.
That's the vanilla
filling.
Cream?
Yeah.
That's not vanilla cream.
Well, what is it?
I don't know. It's plastic wax. I don't know what that crap is.
What? Are you kidding me? You don't like the taste of an Oreo?
I love Oreo cookies. I scraped the white crap out.
Oh, my God. I mean, if that's not reverse racism, I don't know what is.
Yes. They need just like a chocolate cookie.
Like your
that's
thoughts.
Not an Oreo.
Yeah, and those chocolate cookies. Let's be honest here.
Delicious.
We only eat the chocolate cookie part of the Oreo as a delivery system for the white filling. There's nothing. Listen.
You deal with the black part.
Let me tell you something.
You just deal with the black
let
part.
Let me tell you something. I turn my head, I hold my nose, and I force myself to interact with the black part of the Oreo cookie solely because the white stuff is so good. And I'm sorry if that hurts to hear, Crowder.
The black cookie's been carrying the white filling for years. I don't even know what that means.
I know, but it is the worst part of the Oreo cookie.
If the white part.
The black cookies.
Vanilla.
If they could figure out a way.
You think that tastes like vanilla.
If they could figure out a way just to sell the white stuffing, that would outsell Oreo cookies 10 to 1.
It's called a white candle.
It's not wax.
Go eat a white candle. You'll
be
fine.
You think the flavor in an Oreo cookie comes from the black cookie
part? Yes, best part.
I mean, this is insanity.
So wait, Crowder. So then why
put you on the no fly list?
Then why eat an Oreo to begin with? If you think you're eating wax,
I don't like it. My daughter loves Oreos, so I'll get them with her, and I scrape out the white part, and I eat the black cookies.
So you let your daughter eat the what you would call wax? That's not good parenting. Come on.
Yeah, terrible father. Hawk made me agree on this. Yeah, I yelled yesterday at my son. I don't even know what a meme is. I do know what a meme is, but if I'm proving my point, I lie to my kids every day.
He did the perfect dad thing when his sons were like, "Daddy, this is a meme," and he's like, "A meme? I don't even know what a meme is. What's a meme?" I'm like, "That is such a dad reaction. You know exactly what a meme is. We love memes.
It
memes
didn't
are funny.
Fit my narrative, so I lie. I lie."
So
Mike.
The best Mike Cuno says the best chocolate chip cookie is Famous Amos.
Well, that one I loved growing up, but that Publix chocolate chip cookie is the best.
It's actually Mrs. Fields.
Publix is the best.
You are incorrect on that. The answer is Mrs. Fields.
See, Mrs. Fields too thick. You know
what?
That big chocolate chunk melts. No. Give me something little cookie.
So you like tiny little things? You like little bite-sized cookies?
Ooh, Cookie Crisps.
Yeah, maybe you like Cookie Crisp cereal.
Ooh, big fan of that, especially because then the milk turns into, like, chocolate milk.
He likes the milk. He likes,
yeah,
he likes
goes
the milk.
Again.
I'm a baby. Deal with it.
Mike, I got to ask you, because Hawk was giving me hell earlier. Isn't a snickerdoodle a top-notch cookie?
Depends on who makes it. Depends on who makes it, because you can mess up. I feel like you can mess up a snickerdoodle, but it's not top five. They're good, but they're
right,
not top
right.
Five.
No, he's right. Because if I said to you order any cookie that you want, you're going to go chocolate chip. Mm-hmm. Then you're going to say sugar cookie.
Got you.
Then you're going to say oatmeal raisin. Then you're
oatmeal.
Gonna say, then you're going to say Oreo. Then you're going to say cookie cake. Then you're going to say peanut butter cookie. Then, like, it's going to take
no.
a while. It's going to take a while before you get to snickerdoodle.
It's top five.
First of all, you sound ridiculous saying it. I'd like a
snickerdoodle. Say it with some bass.
You can't.
Four snickerdoodles, please.
You can't. Did you say snickerdoodles?
Snickerdoodle, ma'am. Thanks. Appreciate that.
All right. There you go. Mike Cugno with a training camp update.
I like Fortune. What about Fortune?
Is that what we did today?
Yeah.
I felt like we talked a little dolphins and little cookies, and then for about 30 seconds there, I got really scared for my journalism career.
But honestly.
And then we shifted back to cookies.
You would honestly sit down with a cookie at your age and dip it in a glass of milk?
I do that to this day.
Wow.
To this day.
It's only after you get your report card back?
That's right. That's right, baby. You get straight A's. You get as many cookies as you want with a side of milk.
He dips his cookie in milk. It's so adorable. It really is. All right. Mike Cugno from CBS4.
Put that on some sort of poll. Something you do. Ask the texters. I'm not the only one who does this.
Somebody texts in, stop with the cookies and talk some sports. No. Go listen to something else. All right. Thank you. Thank you, Mike, CBS4. Thank
Bye,
you, Mike.
Guys. You're welcome.
Mike Cugno. How about you just go listen to something else, jackass? We're having fun here talking about cookies. Well, I don't care. I want to know why Albert Wilson looks good.
Because he's fast.
Talk
sir.
About the third tight end they just signed.
Hey, tweet me.
Yeah.
I'll DM you all
yeah,
day.
Yeah, just text us your questions, sir. Turn the radio down. Just text us what you want to know, and I'll do a little private show for you about sports.
His name's Hunter Long.
What more do you need to know? What more do you need to know? All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back with more Hockman and Crowder.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
I think healthier food actually just tastes better.
Ridiculous.
Hawk and Crowder.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.